Hi, we're the Denver Broncos cheerleaders, and you're listening to Sports Crunch with DeGrom.
Back here on day one of the 2024 Reese's Senior Bowl, this is Sports Crunch with DeGrom. I'm your host, Dave Cronwell, and I'm joined by my main man, Teron Davenport, who covers the Tennessee Titans for ESPN and TD. Last week, the Titans hired a new head coach in Brian Callahan, who was previously the Bengals offensive coordinator. What blew them away about Brian Callahan in the interview process?
Well, there were a few things. You look at the depth of the catalog, the quarterbacks he worked with, dating back to Peyton Manning as an offensive assistant. He did so good there that Peyton Manning invited him to his Hall of Fame ceremony. So that lets you know a mark was made. Then you move on to Matthew Stafford, 2 4,000-yard passing seasons, 2 years as the QB coach. Derek Carr got his first 4K season as with Callahan as his QB coach, and then we know what Joe Burrow has done. So I think you look at that, the key is developing Will Levis, so you got that. But then also you look at just the way things are run in Cincinnati. It's a family-type atmosphere. The scouts and the coaches, they have to work together because the scouting department is like four deep, so the coaches have to scout. So those are things, and just the way it matched with what the Titans want to do offensively as far as moving forward to passing the football.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the next step for Brian Callahan is filling out that staff. Who are some of the main candidates for the offensive and defensive coordinator positions?
Yeah, we got Nick Holes, who actually played alongside Callahan at De La Salle High School in California. Eric
Stoudsville.
Stoudsville. Yeah, I can never pronounce his name. But you look at what he's done as far as like how dynamic the Dolphins' run game is. He's their run game coordinator. So he's another one. So those are some. Thomas Brown is still an option. I know the Titans talked to him multiple times in the interview process for the head coaching job. So those are a few OC-wise. I mean, they brought in Denard Wilson, who in Philly had the top pass defense. You know, he was a DB coach there. And last year, this past season, the Ravens had the top one. And guess who was there? Him. So you got that. Wink Martindale as well. So that's a possibility.
Yes, and they also have one of their coaches from the previous staff, Terrell Washington, who was the assistant head coach, defensive line coach under Mike Vrabel, as a head coach in the Senior Bowl. Would you be surprised if Callahan retained him?
No, I wouldn't. Coach T, that's what we all call him, Coach Williams there. He is an outstanding coach, and he's someone that's respected across the league. It's going to more or less, he could come back if he wants to. He interviewed for the Bears DC job, but you know, and he's the head coach here, as you mentioned, and you talk about player development. I don't think there's a coach on the Titans staff that was better than him.
Absolutely. And now back to the roster. The Titans are obviously in the midst of a roster rebuild, and they have the 7th overall pick in the draft. And let's do a hypothetical scenario. If you have Roma Dunze still on the board, but the two tackles of Joe Alt and Olufushanu on the board, which way do you think Rand Carthon would go?
That's a really good question. I would say Joe Alt, because he's plug and play, and he's one of those, that's your cornerstone of the offensive line. You don't have to worry about your left tackle position for 10 to 15 years. And there's a guy here that you could possibly get in the second round by the name of Xavier Leggett. And I tell you what, he's outstanding. So that's the way I would go.
Thank you, as always, Teron. And last but not least, the Tennessee Titans appear to be putting a lot of trust in General Manager Rand Carthon. As a matter of fact, they gave him a promotion to Executive Vice President and General Manager. Just how bullish is Amy Adams Struck on Rand Carthon?
It's not just her. It's everybody in the organization is bullish on Rand Carthon. And he's someone that, I mean, obviously, you look at last year, it's not proven, but he is someone, you go back to that 49ers roster, I'm not saying he was solely responsible, but he was in charge of player personnel, right, on the college side of things, pro personnel as well, you know, on the free agent and just player acquisition side of things. And last time I checked, that 49ers roster is one of the best in the league. So I would think that he has a good feel for what it takes to win, and they're riding with him. And you can't forget Chad Brinker, the president of operations, who formed a new position for him. Anthony Robinson as well. I mean, Brian Gardner. There's a lot of people on that staff that are trusting Rand and also working together and make it happen.
Teron Davenport, Tennessee Titans beat reporter from ESPN. Always a pleasure. See you, TD.